And good afternoon, Ati.
Good afternoon.
And how are you this afternoon in the Eastern Cape?
Sir, I'm great, but very, very busy. I just refed a match now in our community project in a township called Zwide. So, yeah, I'm a bit...
you're a bit exhausted after the practicing.
Yeah, it was our finals day. So the schools were playing a final. And, yeah, so a lot of emotion in it. The boys gave their all. The coaches on the side, obviously, in your ear. So, and I was resting. So,
Great stuff, Ati. You know, we're so proud of you. And you have led a group of teenage girls who knew nothing about rugby into transforming the sport. And they are warriors and faith champions in just 3 months. You did that. Tell us all about that.
Well, sir, I just want to say it's probably one of the best experiences of my life. The girls, just thinking about it just puts a smile on my face. You know, the girls, when I got to them, they were asking me, sir, am I meant to fall on the ground? And now they don't even second guess. You know, everything that motion, they just want to tackle and they just want to tackle it hard. And I look at their faces and it just says rugby.
Wonderful. Ati, now tell us, how did it come? I mean, you are the founder of Love Sport Africa, LSA.
Yes, sir.
And Ati, then the Lord led you to do this wonderful. Why girls? I mean, why getting the girls into rugby?
Well, I think, sir, for me, you know, being a rugby fanatic and a player myself, I never thought I'd be involved in girls rugby. I haven't watched much of it throughout the years, so I wouldn't say it was a passion. But, you know, just looking at the plight and you know, the circumstances in our community, you know, you realize that 60%, you know, of our under-resourced communities, 60% of children are raised by single mothers. And more than 60% of the households are woman-led, you know, and that asks the questions, you know, who deserves the opportunities and the access, you know, that a sport like rugby gives, you know, the scholarships, you know, the opportunities to travel the world, the opportunity to travel the country, you know, the opportunities to go study, you know, further because of rugby, you know. So if you ask yourself, who actually needs those? Is it a person that happens to be fast and could catch and they're just a male and that's why, or is it the people that are going to be bringing up and you know, giving birth to the future leaders of South Africa? And for me, once I asked that question, you know, it made sense. And it's not just about the rugby, but it's about the holistic development, you know, in which rugby brings. I mean, gender-based violence is rife in South Africa. And you ask yourself, what's more empowering than making a beautiful tackle on the touchline, you know, and then the school erupts? You know, there's few more empowering things than that. So more than just the rugby, but just understanding that the empowerment aspect of it.
Absolutely. You know, it's so true what you are saying, and especially to get the girls, especially the young girls, to get them, let's say, they are fit to encounter every challenge coming their way.
Yes, sir. I mean, if you think about it, just playing rugby on its own, you know, the stereotypes, the barriers in which you have to brace yourself, the strength, you know, and we did a survey. And the girls, you know, a lot of them wrote back saying, you know, rugby, they want to play rugby when they're old because rugby is their passion, because rugby gives them strength, you know, and just that alone, you know, for a teenager to be able to identify that because of this, there's, I'm different, you know, there's a different sort of presence within me, you know, there's a different sort of strength within me, to overcome that initial stage, to stick through it. And now, I mean, you're turning balls over, where 5 months in, you didn't even know what a turnover or a rugby ball or a ruck was. So, it's just really beautiful to see.
Now, Ati, Love Sport Africa exists to empower underprivileged communities through sports development programs such as Rugby for Women Empowerment, which aims to equip teenage girls in underprivileged schools and to encourage them to be let's say, to be outliers and break stereotypes and barriers. What is the reaction of these girls? Perhaps before you answer that question, Ati, give us a picture. You know, many of our listeners, we cannot even comprehend what it must be like to be an underprivileged teenager somewhere in a township, somewhere in informal development communities and settlements, and we don't have a clue what they must be going through. And here you come, the Lord is using you to bring them, to encourage you, to break the stereotypes and the barriers and give them an opportunity in life. And who knows where the Lord will lead them to. Give us a picture of their lives.
Well, basically these girls, they walk to school, some more than even 5Ks. At school, you know, they're just a number. You know, like, there's so many of them in the school that you don't really stand out. There's nothing much to grow into besides the brothel, because in every second corner, you know, there's a tavern, there's a brothel in the township. You basically, unless you are very disciplined, you basically a sitting duck to the world's ills, such as, you know, gender-based violence, you know, teenage pregnancy, underage sex, underage drinking. As we saw with the incident in East London, you know, gender-based violence, abuse, rape, you know, crime. Those are crime-infested and social ills-infested grounds. So for these girls, basically, their trajectory, some of them can't even see themselves because any further than school, because no one in their household has owned a driver's license before. Mm. No one is in their household have went to university before. You know, so what makes them want to dream of going there? You know, and with this now, it gives them the ability to dream, you know? It gives them the ability to dream. And I'll use an example. When we took the girls to go watch myself and the assistant coach, Josiah, play. We played for Eastern Province, the Elephants, and we played at Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. And we played a game against Nelson Mandela University. And remember driving, they're telling these girls, listen, ladies, one day you guys are going to be here. Huh. You know, like, some of you guys are in grade 9, and My mighty mission is not to coach the women's team or anything. My mighty mission is, by the time you guys are in matric, I want there to be a pathway, you know, into a university, where a university comes and looks for you because of your talent and your dedication. You know, and after that game, we took them to the stadium, and they saw the Elephants play against the Griffins. And I told them, this is what it means. This is what it looks like to represent your province. You know, this red and black jersey, you know, it's a representation of the province, of you being the best in your province. And a few months later, you know, I was telling them, I have no doubt that I'll be watching you guys in this jersey pretty soon. And who knew that a month later, a lot of them will be leaving for Valcom to go represent Eastern Province at the girls under 16 and under 18. You know, and now you watch their statuses, and it goes from, you know, maybe TikTok or Rihanna or whatever to, you know, rugby player number 6, and rugby for life, and rugby forever. You know, and we had women Springboks come in and speak to the girls. And all of a sudden, they see themselves there, because those ladies come from similar backgrounds and similar circumstances. Mm. You know, so more than anything, what it looks like is a child that all of a sudden has something to look forward to in life. All of a sudden sees themselves somewhere. All of a sudden has a dream that they want to achieve. And they understand that in order to achieve that dream, you know, there's certain work that comes in, certain discipline.
Now, Ati, just give us, perhaps someone listening somewhere, they are burning to ask you the question, perhaps a gogo somewhere, or a grandmother, or a mother, or a dad, or even a teenage girl, as these girls from Motherwell High School in the Eastern Cape. How do they handle the temptations of, you talked about that earlier on, the brothels. Let's be very clear about this. This is what is happening all over. And but many a times, even the churches, we close our eyes for this. What practical advice, how to handle these temptations?
No, I'm saying, sir, you know, it's all about just giving them something bigger than that instant gratification.
Yeah.
You know, bigger than that nice time, or, you know, that stage in which, and some of them do it to escape. You know, let them, give them another escape.
Yeah.
Let that escape be the field. See, like a lot of the young ladies in these communities don't have something other to hope for,
yeah,
besides a male figure in which they don't have at home that maybe makes them feel whatever white lies they may tell them, they'll be quick to believe, because no one has told them, no one has made them feel special, you know. And now that they're playing this sort of game, they understand that I'm different from other people, and I'm an outlier, you know, and I don't have to go the course that everyone else has went in my community or everyone else has went in my family. You know, I've got a coach, and it's all about putting structures in place as well, sir.
Precisely.
Structures in place that make sure these girls understand,
yeah,
you know, what can they achieve through this game. And
yeah,
it's not just being a springboard, you know, it's the education.
Yeah.
Where the education can bring you. And all of a sudden, they can change curses for generations. And yeah, again, sir, it's more than just rugby. I mean, a small thing such as a driver's license.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about just putting those little milestones in place and making them understand that they're not like everyone else, and they shouldn't feel and be and act like everyone else. You know, so just something bigger than that instant gratification that the taverns and those things can bring, and a family environment where they can look to each other. You know, because a lot of people will be like, let's go. And it'll be like, no, I've got training tomorrow. And then it'll be like, oh, you're a rugby player. You think you're all that or this or that.
Mm.
So they need a community, and they need to come together and literally pull each other through those temptations and those circumstances. So isolation, again, it's isolation is a dangerous thing. So no man is an island. No man should be alone. So just that community as well of like-minded people is very critical. At the stage of their lives.
Great stuff, Ati Mayinye from Eastern Province, and himself a rugby player and the founder of Love Sport Africa LSA. Ati, where can people get hold of you if they want more information?
So they can get hold of us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Love Sport Africa. They can get hold of me on Facebook, Ati Mayinye. I'm on Facebook. And I can leave my cell phone number if you'd like as well. Or,
yes, please, do so.
My cell phone number is 078-979-5652.
Great stuff. Ati Mayinye, 078-979-5652. I do repeat, 078-979-5652. Love Sport Africa, Instagram, Facebook, go and search Ati Mayinye. Ati, God bless, my brother, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you for having me, sir. I really appreciate the platform to be able to share.
Anytime.
What I don't take for granted. Thank you very much, sir. And you guys keep spreading the light and the love that you are. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to it.
Thanks, sir. God bless.
Thank you very much, sir. Cheers, bye.